95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Loud neighbors can be a nightmare. But for the seven-piece disco and soul group Say She She, it was a blessing.
The Lower East Side is full of all these janky old buildings, and there's definitely lots of gaps between the floorboards. So yeah, we could just hear each other, and we sort of knew each other were singers because both of us are just, you know, nonstop like little birds.
That's Pia Malik talking about how she initially befriended Sabrina Cunningham. Along with Nia Gazelle Brown, the three bring a lot of heat to Say She She's debut album Prism. But just because the music often sounds like a party, it doesn't mean there aren't serious messages on Prism, like the song Norma, a dance track in support of reproductive rights.
We just wanted them to know that we stand with them and that we are fighting and that maybe the future doesn't need to look as scary as it might for them.
Coming up, we'll talk with Pia of Say She She and hear live performances. I'm Kaleo. That's today on World Cafe. So Linda Perry has written hits for Pink, Christina Aguilera, Alicia Keys, and Ariana Grande, inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, but her biggest hit was for her band Four Non Blondes. This one, What's Up?
years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Hey everyone, I'm Kaleo, it's World Cafe. Loud neighbors can be a nightmare, but they can also be a blessing, as evidenced by the case of Sei Shi Shi, who can trace their origin story back to a lack of soundproofing and late night singing. Or was it early morning? The 7-piece Brooklyn band are led by vocalist Pia Malik, Sabrina Melio Cunningham, and Nia Gazelle Brown, playing a fusion of R&B, disco, soul, and psychedelic music. Their harmonies are incredible. The music shines, bounces, and grooves throughout their debut record, Prism. I caught up with Pia to hear Sei Shi Shi's inspired origin story and talk about making Prism. It's coming up after this performance of the title track. Recorded live for World Cafe, it's Sei Shi Shi.
That is
voice, Say She with a fantastic performance of Prism, recorded live at World Cafe in Philadelphia. Their debut studio album is titled Prism. Joining me to talk about it is Pia of Say She. I'm Kaleo. It's the World Cafe. Pia, so nice to meet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I always have a little chuckle to myself when people say the record name, because one time someone shouted out from the audience, Prison! Not to be confused with that place you don't want to be locked up in.
Yes, maybe that's the sophomore album. Prism is the debut album. It is very good. I want to talk about the record in a little bit, but first, normally knocking on a stranger's door in Brooklyn in an apartment complex can be trouble, but this is actually a very good origin story, a very good genesis of the band. Can you tell me a little bit about meeting Sabrina and how Say She kicked off?
Well, you know, she likes to say that she could hear me stomping around late at night, but I could hear her early in the morning, and I rest assured that that's just as annoying. But we lived in this old tenement building on Orchard Street, and, you know, the Lower East Side is full of all these kind of janky old buildings, and there's definitely lots of gaps between the floorboards and the rafters. And so, yeah, we could just hear each other, and we sort of knew each other were singers, because both of us are just, you know, nonstop, like little birds. And so we kind of had just been hearing each other, and then we found out there was a mutual friend in the building who sort of suggested, oh, you're both singers, you guys should talk. And we became friends. And it really was a tale of friendship first between all three of us. That's what happens in New York. You kind of bump into people, and next thing you know, you're best friends.
That's awesome, because I was going to ask about this a little bit later on, but, you know, when they talk about competitive music cities, like you're going to Nashville, you're going to L.A. Or New York City, it can be very cutthroat. But this sounds like, oh, it's community, it's neighborhood. What was your experience like as a, you know, musician in New York trying to, like, get your career off the ground?
I mean, to be honest with you, I just feel so lucky because I feel that New York has been extremely good to me. But I also didn't come here to pursue a career in music. When I first moved here, you know, I was working in politics. I was working for the Institute for Children, Poverty and Homelessness. I came here to do homelessness advocacy. I always wanted to work in advocacy and make change that way. But I had always sung since I was little, and that was like my true passion in life. But, you know, with growing up with Indian parents, like the idea that you could do music full time without having two master's degrees was like, oh, no. And I guess I was very, you know, although they probably don't describe me like this, but I was goody two shoes, and I kind of just obeyed my parents and just had music all the time in my life and was always working in bands on the side. But it was always just like once a week, you know, a rehearsal that you can go to, and you're lucky if they put you on a show or you can sit in with the band. And you know, sometimes sneaking off to sit in at Ronnie Scott's and staying up till midnight, but then having to be really tired at work the next day and kind of like having that guilty thing of feeling like, oh, I'm a bit tired and I'm not maybe doing my job as well as I should. And so it was always a compromise. And then I think when I got to New York, I just bumped into all these incredibly talented, creative people who kind of chipped away at me and said, you're an artist, just join the club.
So they broke you down, huh?
They broke me down with their magnificence. What can I say? But and we just literally over a glass of wine wrote our first song together as a kind of joke, lamenting about some bad boyfriends that we had that week. And not that they were weekly exchanges, but you know. And that was that song is the first song we ever wrote and made it onto Prism, which is kind of unbelievable. But that's called Don't Wait.
We're talking to Pia here of Say She. The debut album is Prism. The debut single that we're going to hear a live performance of next, I just felt like I was in a movie. Like there was, it just had this energy, particularly on that opening vocal melody where you're all singing three part harmony on it. It just, I was in space. I was floating in space. Tell me a little bit about how you started building Forget Me Not, how that sort, particularly in the chorus, how that came together.
That song was actually the beginning of the new way that we write. And it really reflects where we are now and where we, you know, are all the new music that's coming up ahead of us, you know, what the format for how we created was. That was the first time we did it. And it's with our band who we love deeply. Sergio Rios is a guitar player, but also our producer, Dan Hasty on keys, Dale Jennings on bass, and Sam Holtzman on drums. we just absolutely all fell in love with each other, and not in a romantic way at all, I might add, just musically.
Sure.
But it's just the best kind of love, because you just know you can keep doing it forever and ever. And so I was playing around with this notion of, I love how it felt, how lovely it is to have those high vocals streaming down. And here you've got Naya and Sabrina, who are just so incredible. Their voices and the range is so incredibly large. They can do anything that you can hear in your head and better.
Wow.
So it started with the idea of reversing that, and what would it sound like if it was like a cascading waterfall, and then the two of them tweak it and amend it. And then Naya always has these funny character voices. You know, half of us is just to make ourselves laugh, you know, like not serious endeavor, but then it sounds cool and we're like, keep it.
Yeah.
So she like does the funny like, fuck him, you know, and we're like, no, this is good actually, you know, because we all burst out laughing the first time she did it, and we're like, if we like it, then maybe other people will find it fun.
I want people to hear this fantastic live performance of Forget Me Not. It's Say She She here on World Cafe. That's Forget Me Not, recorded live by Say She She here on World Cafe. Say She She's debut album is Prism. I'm joined by Pia Malik from the band. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. The harmonies on this record are so, so good. It definitely reminded me of, you know, the blood harmony or the sibling harmony situation where it's like, oh, wow, that must be a family type scenario, but it's not. How much work how much time did it take to find where your voices all worked together in the way that you wanted them to? Or did that come quickly? Did that take time?
It didn't take time. You know, I can't take credit for that. Neither can the girls. It was like the first time that we all sing together, you know, I think that's why we did it more and more, because the first time, you know, I had sang with both of them individually. So I knew already that their voices were going to be so beautiful together. And when you look at their voices when they're recorded and you look at the wave formations, they have a very similar wave formation. They both have a lot of air in their voice. And I have more mids. So it's just, you can tell already that it's going to take up the right amount of space on the page, as it were. So,
You know, the music is definitely a party in places, but one thing that I really like about great music that makes you dance occasionally is it gives you an opportunity to put some more meaningful messages in when you might not be expecting it. You can learn something while you're having a little party. You know, the song Norma was very important to you based on the subject matter and around the time when it was written. Can you talk a little bit about how Norma came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Norma was a song that really wrote itself. So sometimes I feel that a bit guilty saying that we wrote the song, because I feel like that song is a song that was written by so many people before. The lyrics literally are, "We will not go back." And that's been a chant by so many women in the protest movement who are standing up for loss of rights and in particular access to abortion. And we wrote it the day of the leaks. So the leaks, you know, basically giving us the indication that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. And we were horrified. We were out in LA at the time with our band, writing a bunch of songs in kind of like writing camp situation. and that day we came in and we were just almost in tears, very emotional, very upset. And we just thought, we can't write anything else. And we set about crafting the song. And we also wanted to make sure that it wasn't just like a sad, depressing beat, because I feel that that can shut people down sometimes, and rage can be turned into something more positive. So we turned our rage into a protest that we hope people can use to dance, use dance as their protest with this song and sing along with us and maybe spread the message in a different medium. We grew up, all three of us grew up absolutely taking for granted access to abortion. Our mothers didn't necessarily, and our grandmothers certainly did not. But we never imagined that our daughters might not, you know, our future daughters might not. It's a difficult situation. It is not an easy decision for any young woman or any woman of any age to make. So, you know, we just wanted to know them to know that we stand with them and that we are fighting and that maybe the future doesn't need to look as scary as it might for them. And that hopefully, you know, we can continue to keep fighting to ensure that women do preserve what rights we do have and also gain some of them back.
Let's take a listen to the album version of Norma from Say She She so you can dig in a little bit. This is World Cafe. That's a little bit of Norma from Say She Sheep. You can find it on their album Prism. It's World Cafe. Talking with Pia from the band. So I'm sure you have every interview where someone asks you about Chic and Nile Rodgers. but I do realize that this band was started 5 years ago, or maybe 6 years ago. You know, so it's been a little while. Rather than ask about the influence of Nile, I'm curious, have you crossed paths? Has he been made aware of your existence? Because it feels like he should. He should know about you.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. And no, we haven't. And we would love to meet him. And there's been a few people who said, oh, we're friends with him and we'll tell him about you. But no one ever said that they did, for sure. The closest that we got is that we got to be at an Apogee sessions, Apogee Studios, which is owned by Bob Clearmountain, who's just this awesome legend. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's just so cool.
Amazing.
And so humble. We did the session with him, and despite being the big wig that he is, he was on the floor, on his knees, miking the drums himself. And I nearly burst into tears because I was just overwhelmed by that. I thought it was so beautiful that he was still out there doing it, doing the graft himself, you know. Anyway, he told us after that session, it was with KCLW, and then at the end, he told us that the board that he'd been live mixing us on was the same board that was used to mix Le Free.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Which that, I always love, because I'm just like, I love that so many people in Africa thought it was an homage to them. L'Afrique en français is Africa. So they thought that he was saying, L'Afrique.
We're hanging out with Pia from Say She She. It's World Cafe. We've got one more live performance to get to. Tell me a little bit about writing Blow My Mind.
Yeah, Blow My Mind was a really fun writing session, actually. That was with two friends of ours who have a production duo called Eraserhead Sound, and they live in Philly. And we went down there, and it's where Eraserhead was actually filmed, in that neighborhood of Philly, and nobody's actually labeled it officially on the map, Eraserhead, but the locals kind of call it that. So, that was cool because I love that movie. And we went down there and just kind of jammed out, and the three of us girls did our thing that we always do, which is start with a story. And next thing you know, we have so many shared experiences that it's about three of our heartbreak stories. And, you know, we're just always letting each other express ourselves and making space for that. So the girls are super sweet about, I sang in Hindi, and they were so cool about that. And to the point where some of the stuff I sing in Hindi, the girls will learn the Hindi and the harmonies and sing with me too. So that's really sweet, because it's lovely to share language with people.
Let's take a listen to Blow My Mind, recorded live for World Cafe. It is Say She She. Recorded live in Philadelphia at World Cafe Live. That is Say She She with a performance of Blow My Mind. The new album, the debut studio album, is Prism. I want to thank Pia Malik for being here. Pia, thank you so much. This was an absolute blast. Congratulations on the album and look forward to hearing more great things in 2023 and beyond.
Thank you so much for having us.
Say She She, everyone. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.
I don't know who said it first, but do what you love is great advice. I'm Andy Chanley, and every afternoon from 2 to 6, I get to play you around 6 or so great songs as you drive home. I love doing that. And wall-to-wall music without a lot of talky-talk? That's pretty easy for you to love. Let's spend the afternoon together on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Pia of Say She She. Their debut album, Prism, is out now. And when Pia and I were chatting, World Cafe producer Miguel Perez and I noticed Pia's baseball hat. It said disco jazz on it. And that fascinated us. Pia explained that's the title of a legendary lost album from Indian singer Rupa, released in the early 1980s. It was a crate digger's classic. In the last few years, the recently rediscovered album has become a cult classic thanks to a reissue and ending up on streaming music services. They say of the record, barely disco and hardly jazz, but it is a captivating sound. From 1982's Disco Jazz, here's Rupa, Moja Bari Moja, on World Cafe.
Moja, 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 Mo চলো লোকগীতে নাচবে না, চলো না মজা বাড়ি মজা মজা বাড়ি মজা
pretty cool news if you're a Talking Heads fan. A24 has acquired worldwide rights to Talking Heads' 1984 cult hit concert, Stop Making Sense. And it'll be in theaters later this year. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Support for the SoCal Sound is provided by Music Head Gallery. Located on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Music Head transports visitors back in time to the beginnings of rock, folk, soul, punk, and indie rock, featuring historic photographs from concerts, both backstage and onstage, and photos taken at the homes of music stars. Music Head is filled with hundreds of photos, art prints, and books. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. More information online at musichead.com. Music Head Gallery, passion for music. It just takes some
time, little girl, in a little out the ride. Jimmy Eat World and Manchester Orchestra with special guest Middle Kids come to the Greek Theater on July 19th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to go. Current members of the SoCal Sound can see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Jimmy Eat World and Manchester Orchestra. The Greek, July 19th. Amplified in the sound. Justified.
The band War was founded at the time of the Vietnam War. Their instruments and voices are their ways to express themselves, with songs like Why Can't We Be Friends and Lowrider. They speak out against injustice as they embrace all people with hope and the spirit of unity. This spirit is just as apropos today as this revolutionary band celebrates over 50 years of brotherhood. Thanks to our friends at the Soraya, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets. Current members of the SoCal Sound can locate contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at thesoraya.org. War, 50th Anniversary Concert, The Soraya, April 15th.
Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets to see Bakar at the Novo on April 17th. You can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com. Bakar, the Novo, April 17th.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me?
I'm Nick Harcourt, and it's always a pleasure to hang out for a moment with Thor Steingraber. He's the director of the Soraya Center for the Performing Arts at Cal State University in Northridge. And we're going to talk about some upcoming events and performances at the Soraya. Good to see you, Thor.
The pleasure is all mine, Nick.
Saturday, March 25th sounds like a fab night at the Soraya as you celebrate or help celebrate the 30th anniversary of the release of Disney's classic animation, Aladdin. It's Alan Menken's magical soundtrack and the award-winning songs, of course, and they're all going to be performed by the New West Symphony with the film playing on the big screen in the Great Hall. Tell us a little bit more about the score and why you booked this night.
Yeah, you know, Aladdin is one of those pieces that defines a generation, like so many of the Disney pieces. We've had other Disney pieces here before, you know, obviously Fantasia, but others as well. And I got to tell you, at a minimum, to see Aladdin on a screen that spans, you know, it's like a nice big movie theater screen, but then adding the full symphony orchestra, it is literally the combination of art forms, the visual and the musical at the same time. When we do these pieces, again, families love coming to the Soraya to introduce many times their kids to what it means to be in front of live music or a live orchestra. So Aladdin on the screen, you know, we love celebrating Disney because Disney's right down the street from us. So it's kind of like celebrating the home team. And, I can't believe Aladdin's actually 30 years. I it feels like it came out yesterday, right? My nieces and nephews, that was the piece of their youth. And I hope people come back and share it with then their kids, another generation.
Yeah, when I read that it was 30 years ago, I just had to sort of check myself for a moment and try and remember where I was when that came out. It was way before I moved to Los Angeles. Well, maybe 5 years before I moved to LA. And of course, the score won the Academy Award for Best Film and Best Original Song, as well as a Grammy Award. Award for Song of the Year. So you'll have all that on the stage. And as you said, introducing maybe a younger generation to live music, live orchestral music through that movie. Should be a great night.
Yeah. Well, and I will say that this is very interesting. We're going to have Alan Menken the next month, and we're going to have Lea Salonga the next month, two of the personalities who made the Aladdin score so famous. So the Soraya is really the place to be this spring in that regard.
Tickets and more information at the Soraya box office at 818-677-3000 or online at thesoraya.org.
Hello, radio lovers. It's Mookie, and I just love sharing music with you. And I've got 4 hours of prime radio real estate every weeknight, 6 to 10 p.m. I'll share some music with you, including some classic B-sides and independent local musicians every hour. That's 6 p.m. every weeknight, exclusively on the SoCal Sound.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe with new music from Blondshell. This is called Joyner.